Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Aloha and welcome to the Black Guy Who Tips presents, just like Tyler Perry, Balls Deep Sports. That's right, guys. For all the premium listeners out there that were able to make it to the chat and stuff, even though we did no shows, we took the week off, you still get your premium shit, dog. That's right. Stay working, stay grinding, even when I try not to. Today's Balls Deep is a very special one because we really don't got a lot of shit to talk about. Of course, as always, my co-host with the co-most is in the building. It's the dude, Jay Trill. What's up, Jay Cheesy?
Ski, wee! Bop, 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 bop!
Ski! How's everything going with you, man? It's been a week since we talked last.
Yeah, man. I've been sad. Life has been great, but I've been sad. I've been missing going deep with you.
Thanks, man. I'm glad you're here to go balls deep with me again, man. It's been too long. You go too long between balls deep, you know, and it's like to say, those who go deep together sleep together. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean, guys?
Up top,
everybody. But this is another episode. Let's get right into it. A bunch of crazy stuff happened. First thing we got to do is play the intro to the show. Play the official theme song.
How deep?
You know how when I go in the ball pit at Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you
the
can't
ball
find
pit.
Me?
That deep?
That's right, man.
I'm talking about balls deep in love.
Give a pound into her feelings. Make her south mouth
salivate.
He Tyra, are you listening?
We're not talking just the tipping. Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
No problem, just here dropping off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much as they do today.
So. Shade.
Sorry to hear that.
Application.
Where was I? You're talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep.
In love. I'm talking about
balls deep.
My boy's talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep.
In love.
He just want to put the tip in.
All right, man.
He just want to put the tip in.
He's not talking, just the tip in.
How many athletes have used that line before?
So many. Dwight Howard, 6-7 times. But yeah, it's another episode. A bunch of stuff happened in the week we had off. We weren't going to do a show today. But I heard about all this time foolishness going on, and I said, God damn it, we have to work. So I called Justin on the bat phone, on the balls phone. There's a little balls emergency. I said, emergency session in progress. Do you want to talk about it? Justin said, of course I want to talk about it. We got a ton of stuff, man. I guess we should start with free agency.
Why not?
Because more stuff happened since the last time we did the show. The big story is... Of course, everybody knows Dwight Flight Howard decided to take his talents to H-Town. What do you think, Justin? You are a resident Lakers fan. What are you feeling right now?
I think he got chopped and screwed, made a left turn when he should have went right. And good for him. I'm actually happy.
Now, your thing was you didn't really want him to stay, right?
Right. I'm actually happy. Like, he doesn't know this, but as a Laker fan, I'm actually happy.
Now, what do you think about the rest of the Lakers fan? Because it's all kinds of, like, you know, people that feel upset, people that, you know, are, some people are like, fuck Dwight. Ice Cube went and said, basically, fuck Dwight Howard.
I get other people upset with him leaving because they want, they're looking at now and also when Kobe retires. But they're not looking at right now. And I'm not saying Dwight's not a talent. Listen, you know, he can average 20-20 a night, but he has no hold control.
That's true.
And that transcends into his basketball game.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any post moves. He's an overpaid Dennis Rodman, in my opinion. He can rebound and catch alleys. Like,
right.
I want him to do more than that. Like, actually bond with the team, have team chemistry. And he fucked all that up. And without him, I actually think the team will be better. When Derrick Rose fell, the Bulls actually came together as a team. Mm-hmm. I think the Lakers will do that. Like, if Luol Deng didn't have the Ebola virus or syphilis or whatever it was, spinal tap, whatever it was, he caught
the African bird flu.
You know, mm-hmm. The Chicago series for the Miami Heat might have been a little bit different.
Well, here's
all I'm saying.
I will actually play some of the Ice Cube audio from about Dwight Howard. I thought it was pretty ratchet. And from a man who's been latest seen being angry at Bud Likes. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
He's still West Side it up.
Fuck Dwight Howard, goddamn it. Motherfuckers on our team. We don't give a fuck about a Dwight Coward. We don't need no bitches on our team, homie. He don't deserve to go up on that goddamn wall. So I predict tonight Kobe will win another championship before Dwight Howard ever sniffs one. Shit. Yeah, now I got that off my chest. How y'all feeling out there now? Okay, now check this out.
Now, what that sounds like to me, as somebody from the outside looking in.
Why would she make?
Yeah, he a little salty.
The whole arena cheering this shit on.
Now I'm awake, sleeping soon.
This is Comic Sans, the album. That's Comic Sans right there, dog. The nigga left. It was his right to leave, and people being partying a little too hard on Dwight for leaving, calling him a coward and shit. I don't think he's a coward. He's a corny motherfucker, but you can't be a coward if you go raw on 6 different women. That's not coward behavior, dude. That is a lot of risk taking. He is putting his life in the hands of these women for 18 years at a time.
I actually wanted them to re-sign Frederick Douglass. I mean, Andrew Bynum.
Andrew Bynum.
My bad.
Yeah.
Shouts out to Frederick Douglass. But I actually was like, you know, that actually was smart. You got rid of Andrew Bynum, mm-hmm. and got a year out of Dwight, so you actually got some productivity because Bynum wouldn't have played. Now you can re-sign him. And they could have offered him less than $1 million. He would have took it.
Maybe. All I know is this is some Comic Sans bullshit, dude. Like, don't be so hurt, bro. He left his team like he had the right to do. Let's not try to turn this into, like, some type of he did y'all dirty. He didn't hold the team for ransom. He took a pay cut, just like LeBron did. He didn't do a decision. So what's the fucking excuse now for all this anger I see out here about Dwight Howard? The motherfucker is just a corny ass troll, dude. He happy. Even his avatar when he changed it to the Rockets, he just happy, you know?
Yeah, I'm happy for him, man. It's no hate whatsoever.
And would you want your franchise tied to this dude for the next 7 years? No. I don't know why anybody would want that. I don't think he makes Houston a contender.
He doesn't even, you can't trust anything he says.
Right.
Nothing. I can't trust that dude. Why would I want to play with him?
Right.
Nothing he says. Houston, they actually messed their team up now because their starting center was actually a lot better. Was it Ashiq?
Ashiq.
Yeah, he actually can shoot. He runs the floor.
And they're keeping Ashiq, but Ashiq is mad. He wants out.
He
don't
want to stay.
So, I mean, but just the point being, is he corny? Yes, he's a fucking cornball. You won't hear anybody. I don't think you'll find anybody that'll even argue that shit. But as far as trying to turn the shit into like some, he hurt the city of LA or he, you know, like people tried to say, well, LA was begging for him because they put out a couple billboards. Man, shut the fuck up. They knew they had to make a calculated risk to try to get the dude. He left. He took less money. Good luck to both people, franchise and him. The Lakers contracts all pretty much expire after the next season anyway. So, I mean, they're in a good position to rebuild if they want to. So. It's up to them. Plus, people keep sleeping on the fact that I think the Lakers could do what they did with Paul Gasol. make a trade around February, end up getting somebody that y'all don't even, we're not even thinking about them getting right now.
Yeah, the other thing too, man, is I feel like a bigger signing was Iguodala than him. Like, he's not going to get, Houston's still going to get beat by the Thunder or the Clippers, just like they did last year.
Right.
He's not going to change that. Because it's not like he's out there and consistently can score points. Like, he's not out there going to hit any threes and do those other things that they miss. And you saw this year, he's not necessarily a defensive deterrent. So, his presence down low isn't that big a deal. They're not even double teaming this dude right now. Mm-hmm. We know everybody keep talking about, Hakeem gonna be down there working with him. This nigga is not going to workouts with Hakeem. Mm-hmm. He had Ewan for most of his career. He spent a year in LA with all the Laker great centers. You think he really worked out with any of them guys?
Right. I agree. Let's talk about some other free agent things that kind of slipped under the cracks a little bit. The Nets signed Andre Blatch to a two-year contract, $2.8 million. I like it.
Yeah, that's a good pickup for them.
Mm-hmm. Like, he was there last year, but, you know, Wizards fans hate this dude because he was very inconsistent on the Wizards. But I like him, and I think he's a good pickup, especially for $2.8 million.
Yeah, and for coming off the bench, like, that's what you want. You want a guy to come off the bench and, like, instant scoring.
Al Jefferson went to the Bobcats, $41 million. I know a lot of people don't like this move because they don't like Al Jefferson as a player. He's a bad defender. Here's my only thing is, we need a dude that can score in the paint for the Bobcats. He averages about 19 points. And two, we need a dude that we can still lose with while he scores points in the paint. So I don't think this fixes the Bobcats, but I think it's a step in the right direction. It enables our draft picks, MKG, Zeller, to play their natural positions and to play away from the basket a little bit more, drive the lane a little bit. But also, I think it gives Bismack Biyombo, somebody that we can pair him up with at times and where he can just play defense and the other guy can score. To me, it adds versatility to the roster and I'm there for this. So I appreciate it, sounding like Al Jefferson.
For once, I'm actually looking at the Bobcats and thinking, they might actually could do something.
Right.
But for all the reasons you said, and the thing, you know, we talk about contracts, free agency, they have all these key guys locked up for the next 4 years.
Yeah. The only issue we really have is Gerald Henderson, he's trying to do a sign and trade because he don't want to play here anymore. But I don't know who the fuck is in the market for Gerald Henderson. Like, if he can shoot threes better, I think more teams will be like, okay, cool. But he's not a good three-point shooter. There's not a lot of teams begging for a Gerald Henderson, even though I think he's a good player. So,
who told him he's a marquee guy that he can demand a trade?
Right.
Like, know your role at the same time.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, like, we might be YMCA All-Stars, but I'm not out here like, you know, fuck the Bobcats. They not signing our five.
Right.
Like, bro, just collect your check, show up for work. You know what I mean?
The Cavs got Frederick Douglass.
That's a good pickup for them.
I mean, Andrew Bynum. I'm sorry.
That's a good pickup. And I think they overpaid considering he refused to work out. But, you know, still a good pickup.
Yeah, I didn't think Clarence Williams III from Tales from the Hood would actually be able to play basketball anymore with his knees like that. But apparently he said, you want the shit? I'll sign him for the shit. Jared Jack also signed a four-year deal.
I couldn't believe he went there. Like, why? Right.
He got 25 mil though. That's why.
I mean, I feel like he could have got that some other places as well.
Yeah, I didn't realize he left Golden State, man. That's going to be a big hit for them because he was the man in the playoffs.
Right. And I understand them not re-signing him because they just signed Iguodala. But he didn't have to go to Cleveland. I always feel bad for anybody that I like and they actually go to Cleveland.
Yep.
You know, he's a Georgia Tech alum.
Yep.
No, he didn't actually graduate, did he?
Nah, but I mean, he went there. I don't know. He didn't graduate. I don't think he could have went back and graduated after he got out of college, but he went there.
He probably wanted a really early one and done.
I think he was two and done. I think he came back for a second year. Don't quote me on that. Anyway,
because he was doing it when you could go straight from high school. And other cats either went to college for four or went straight from high school. He went like one and done. Like, I'm out.
Maybe he was one and done. I don't remember. I don't know why I think it was two. Earl Clark, well, we talked about him last week.
Hated to let him go.
Jose Calderon got $29 million from the Mavericks. The fuck?
Man, they giving away money. I want to play for Mark Cuban.
And how the fuck does Jose Calderon demand $30 million, basically? Devin Harris only gets $9 million.
Who is his agent? That's really right. More the issue. That's when it comes down to who your agent is.
Cause one of the rumors was that Dwight Howard wanted to play with Jose Calderon for a while. So it's like, really? This is what we doing here? We making deals with Jose Calderon? Like, who the fuck is clamoring for Jose Calderon?
Did they sign him, him or Dwight friends? Is that,
I don't know.
Cause that's one of the things like, well.
Maybe they share a baby mama.
That's one of the things where Dwight was like, well, I want to play with Jose. And they were like, well, we got to sign Jose no matter what. Just get him.
They might be, Eskimo brothers, you know? Wayne Ellington got a 2-year deal. Good job for you, Wayne. Glad to see you coming through.
Now, does Dirk demand for a trade?
No, Dirk won't. He took a pay cut. He's not even trying to get traded.
Right. But that was to try to get. Better right. player.
He wants to retire Dallas Mavericks.
We cool to see how that's working out now.
Yeah. I mean, you know, good for him, but yeah.
I can't wait till we get the pay cuts.
I'm sure when he took that pay cut, he said, oh, cool. Jose Calderon, Devin Harris, and Wayne Ellington. Can't wait.
I can't wait till we get the pay cuts later on in the show.
I don't even have everybody's pay cuts. What? But is it like a specific pay cut?
Well, they asked Kobe, would he take a pay cut?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, I do have that. You're right.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Randy Foy. Signed a 3-year deal with $9 million to go to Denver.
Good for him. Get that money, bro.
JJ Hickson, an NC State fame, 3-year, $15 million contract in Denver. Yo,
he been getting money ever since he been in the league.
Yeah,
and I've never seen him do anything great other than dunk on one or two people. But he is consistently showing that NC State puts out good products.
Yep. Josh Smith went to the Pistons. I think we talked about that last week. Chauncey Billups went to the Pistons.
Oh, well, we didn't talk about it. We just talked about him leaving Atlanta. We talked about him leaving Atlanta.
Oh, well, but oh yeah, Pistons were the front runner last week, and we both said that would be stupid. And of course, like Josh Smith does, he did something stupid, and the team allowed him to do so by signing him. I don't think it helps the Pistons at all.
It doesn't. Well, first of all, only person on their team that I know of is Rudy Gay.
Pistons got a couple dudes. They got,
it was Rudy Gay in Toronto.
They got Greg Monroe. Rudy Gay, I think, is in, in like Canada or something.
So, yeah, Josh Smith is the only player that I know that's on their team. I used to
know. What about Greg Monroe?
Never heard of the guy.
God damn. They do suck, though. I mean, makes sense.
I think if their game, like, if they even play in the Lakers, they'd be like, oh, we got to get somebody else.
One of my favorite players is there, Will Bynum. He, went to Georgia Tech also. He used to back up Jared Jack.
Oh, okay.
That's why I think Jared Jack might have stayed 2 years. I don't know.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Like, if Detroit could be playing the Heat, the Lakers, they'll be like, yeah, we got to get somebody else on. Like, they're not showing that game on TV.
Yeah, I'm not arguing with you. Golden State traded Beadrian, Richard Jefferson, and Brandon Rush. Unprotected first round picks for 2014 and 2017 for Kevin Murphy, who I've never heard of in my fucking life. But I believe at the time they were trying to make cap room because they wanted to be able to get Dwight Howard. They got the room, but they could not get Dwight. But they did sign Andre Iguodala, which a lot of people loved this signing. He was supposed to get $54 million last week. If he had, in what, 4 hours to decide to sign with the Kings? He yep. said no, so he took a $6 million pay cut and ended up with Golden State. People think this is going to be returned to small ball. They also signed some other small ballers, Maurice Space, Tony Douglas. And they signed Jermaine O'Neal, right. But I don't know what that's about. But anyway.
They should have went ahead and got on Bynum.
Everybody likes them going small, though. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. It's fun basketball to watch, but I don't think it gets you any closer to anything serious. I don't think you beat the Spurs with this roster change.
Oh, you don't, but. Like you said, it's fun, and it's ironically, it's kind of the direction Mark Jackson wants to go, and he never played a fast-paced game in his life.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga was the king of backing somebody up from half court.
Houston signed Dwight Howard. We all know this. Traded Thomas Robinson to the Blazers for 2 future second-round picks and the rights to 2 international players. Remember when... Yeah, motherfuckers are talking the most shit to me about the fact that the Bobcats drafted MKG over Thomas Robinson.
Yep.
And I, all right, you're wrong. Thomas Robinson, y'all need a solid power forward. The boy is strong. He, MKG, you don't have no skills. Who the fuck just got traded for nothing? Thomas Robinson.
And it's ranked as an A-plus deal.
Yes. A-minus deal for Houston Rockets getting rid of a nigga.
Like, never heard of that.
A dude that had, it's like, yeah, we don't even know how good this dude is. I think this is Thomas Robinson's like second or third team already. Cause I want to say he got drafted by like the Kings or some shit. So, yeah, dog, Thomas Robinson, he overrated, dog. He a bust. Fuck him. MKG still smiling. Francisco Garcia got re-signed. Here's my favorite move, the most underrated move of the week. Royce White and the rights to Furkan Aldemir got traded to the 76ers for future draft considerations. Royce White refuses to fly to Philly.
Listen.
Bruh.
He is not going to... I mean, and he got a cocky attitude for a dude that won't get on a plane.
Yeah.
They're going to eat him alive in Philly, man.
He can't. How's he going to get there?
He can't even go to the corner store. Niggas going to be throwing snowballs at him.
Like, this dude is on some planes, trains, and automobile shit without the plane.
And he light-skinned, too. Man, it's a bad day for
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he's setting it back like 2 weeks ago on Catfish. He going to get to Philly, and it's going to be for mail waiting on him.
But here's the thing, though, man. And this is all Houston making these moves, right? Mm-hmm. And say they don't make the playoffs. Say they don't make the playoffs with all these moves. And I'm sure they got to sign somebody else as well. Because they're going to have to get rid of a seat. They're going to have to get rid of
them. Well, they signed Reggie Williams. And you're right. I think a seat gets traded somewhere in the middle of the year.
Yeah, he's gone, man. Because he's going to be late for practice every day. He's going to be there complaining all the time. Like, he's still going to do his workouts, but just so he can stay in shape. But, man, they're not even going to get past the first round of the playoffs. And Cat's going to be surprised. And I won't be. Because it's going to be all Dwight. Because Dwight like T.O. in football. Mm-hmm. Like, he a great dude. You want to play with him. But once he get in that locker room, you are like, fuck this nigga. Why? Like, who agreed to this?
Yeah, see, I think more of Dwight than you do. I think he makes him a better team. I just don't know how much better. Like, I don't think they turn into a contender necessarily. And I don't even know if they go to Western Conference Finals the first year. But I think, you know, a couple years in, they'll be a fixture in the West because their talent is so young. And Dwight is a legit center, man. Like, I also think he played hurt in L.A., and I'm not sure if that's going to last forever. I feel like maybe if he starts off next year tough, we're going to be like, okay, yeah, that's the Dwight Howard the Lakers wanted to get. And that changes everything if he is.
You can't. He's not gonna get there, man. Like it's in his personality, and his personality to me says he'll never get there. Like like he spent all those years with Jameer Nelson, and 1 year away from him, shitted on him as soon as he got away from him.
But do you think he was even as good as he was in the past?
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think he can get back to that. I just don't. He'll never be Hakeem.
But what I'm saying is, was that really all that good?
Yes, very good. It was the best defensive player in the league, best rebounder.
Right. That's an overpaid Wallace from, you know, Detroit.
He was getting you, you know, 18 to 20 points, too.
Like, alleys off of alleys from Jameel Nelson.
Yeah, I'm not saying that.
That's the same thing.
I'm not saying he's the most skilled big man, but what I am saying is he was the best big man when he was in his prime.
That's the same thing Blake Griffin was doing.
He wasn't putting up those rebounding or block numbers. That is really irreplaceable. What he can do when he's healthy is one of a kind in the NBA right now. Nobody was able to do what he was doing rebounding wise and defensively. The problem is he's not going to hit his free throws. His offense is challenged at best when he has to do a post move or when you double team him. And, you know, it just seems like his Harden's always in it. But, you know, I will say, you know, in his defense, he's a really good center if he can get back to that. I just don't know. You know, like last year, I felt like we didn't see the Dwight Howard that the Lakers wanted to see.
And maybe not to belabor the point also, but he was in the East doing these things. And we've always contended that the East, especially big man wise, has never been as deep as the West.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not knocking that. Like I said, I don't think he's like some perfect player, but he was a dominant center. He was an all-star. And then like last year, he really played hurt, which is a first for him because he's never really played hurt before. He's always been like, well, let me sit out till I'm 100%, then I'll be back. And Kobe said, no, you got to play hurt. And that might be what lost him, but it's also, you know, to me, is what got them to the playoffs, is Dwight Howard playing through pain. And I wonder what he's going to look like if he gets all the way healthy next year. I mean, I just think it's a fair question.
Right,
we'll
so does that mean so does that mean he sits out until he's healthy?
Possible.
They lose games. And in the West, you can't afford to lose those games.
It's possible, but he might even be healthy when they get back from the offseason. Like, we don't know. The other thing is, too, that people don't want to talk about is we also could have seen the best of Dwight Howard, and he could permanently have a fucked up back, which happens to a lot of young men.
Yep.
You know, when your back is fucked up, it never gets 100%. You keep thinking it's going to, but it's never back. I remember C. Webb hurt his back like that, and he all of a sudden his game changed. But he has
shoot threes.
Right. He has so much skill that he was actually able to facilitate that change. I don't see Dwight Howard being that kind of skilled player where he can go, okay, let me take it outside, work on my passes, all that shit. So
right, he's not even hitting the mid-range jumper.
Exactly, exactly.
Like, at least, and that's what I'm saying. Like, it's the fact that he has a lot of cans that equal his cans. Mm-hmm. And if you get one guy to be like, all right, you're just as strong as Dwight, don't on the pick and rolls, go under the pick. Do not let him roll to the basket. You effectively take away his entire game. And that's a hard thing to do with James Harden having the ball. But James Harden can't play all game every game.
I'm just saying I won't be shocked if he is great next year or if he's terrible. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, it's to me, I just gotta wait and see. I don't even feel like predicting what the fuck he can do because he's unpredictable to me. If anything over the last 4 years I've learned about Dwight Howard is nobody knows the fuck Dwight's gonna do.
You can't trust him. Right. You can't trust him. And to me, that says, that's why I'm glad he's not on the Lakers. Because right. You can't depend on him.
Yeah, I wouldn't want him as my franchise guy, even though I would want him as my franchise guy, if you know what I mean. Like,
right. I can't even invite him over for dinner. Like, right. I can't even meet him at the bar to hang out because he might not show.
The Clippers got Chris Paul.
We knew that.
Yeah, $107 million. Congratulations, bro. Way to break that racist dude pockets.
With them bad knees, too.
He went
out there for all the players with bad knees.
They traded a bunch of dudes to get J.J. Redick and Jared Dudley. Man. They gave Matt Barnes a new contract. Darren Collison, I do like this signing. They got him a 2-year contract. I think he's a better fit for them than Chauncey Billups, and he's younger. And he's played backup to Chris Paul before, and Chris Paul got hurt, and then Darren Collison balled out. So I'm for all that.
What was the guy that would come off the bench for them and just did a lot of dribbling and shooting?
Jamal Crawford, and he's still there.
He's still there. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Lakers got Chris Kaman, Jordan Farmar, and Nick Young. What you think about that, man? As a Lakers fan,
I like the pickups, but they don't wow me. That just puts them back in the same position they was in the West.
Okay.
Cause Kaman is actually a serviceable center. He can shoot. He makes free throws. He hustles the entire game. He's a little old. He's not out there catching alleys. He's not excitable, but, Nick Young is. Nick Young will make 5 crazy plays like your boy Lance Stevenson. But then at the same time, he doesn't mind taking those game winning shots.
Yeah. All 3 contracts are for a year also. So they're just looking towards 2014.
Yep.
Like, this has all the signs of, we're good where we're at. We would love to not make the playoffs and all this shit. Now, I don't know if Kobe's on board with that, but they sound like they're resigned to rebuilding in 2014.
And don't get me wrong, Kobe is my dude, but mm-hmm. I like it that they don't make decisions to keep Kobe happy.
Yeah.
Cause Kobe was like, sign anybody.
Oh, yeah. You can't listen to Kobe. You cannot listen. Kobe doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. I love Kobe to death. He's a terrible strategical person when it comes to like signing people. This nigga wanted an old ass Jason Kidd over Andrew Bynum. So that's why you can't listen to Kobe.
Yeah, you can't listen to him at all.
Yeah. Memphis Grizzlies re-sign Tony Allen and John Lure. I don't care about these signings, but good for Tony Allen. Got 20 million.
What? He got 20 million? Mm-hmm. No, that's an excellent for that thing. Not more than a good.
Good
that's,
for him.
That's an excellent. How many years?
How many air balls did he shoot?
4 years.
4 years,
man,
20 million.
And this nigga getting 5 million a year?
Dude.
Good for Tony Allen.
That's like a million per air ball in the playoffs. That nigga shot so many air balls. Chris Anderson took a pay cut so he could stay with the Heat.
Smart.
The Heat stay winning, bro.
Smart.
They can't get those dudes to break up. Everybody signed, kept their option. Everybody stayed.
That's smart. Hey, well, he can't go anywhere else anyway for Chris Anderson. Nobody else wanted him. They gave him a home when nobody else would.
Yeah, that's just a discount for believing in him, it sounds like. OJ Mayo signed a 3-year deal, $24 million with the Bucks.
Wait, how is that $8 million a year?
Yeah, I like OJ Mayo a lot, though.
I like him, too, but...
I wish he would play for a better team.
That means he left Memphis.
Yeah.
They're going to be trash this year.
He left Memphis 2 years ago, which is why I think Memphis lost to the Spurs.
Who is Memphis guard, then?
Tony Allen, that just got that big-ass contract.
The point guard.
Oh, Michael...
Oh, Mike Conley, okay.
Conley, yeah.
Oh, yeah, fuck OJ Mayo, then.
Yeah, I like OJ Mayo, though. He plays shooting guard. He's one of the most professional players in the league. His skill set... is exactly what I would like from an NBA
shooting
guard.
They overpaid for him. He winning. Man, these dudes and their agents, how come they getting cost of living increases and the regular man is not?
I don't know. I don't get jealous when I see other people money. But if OJ Mayo was playing for the Memphis Grizzlies, I feel like they would have beat the Spurs or whoever they lost to.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Because they just didn't have a motherfucker that could hit an open shot. And they still got the same problem next year. J.J. Redick got traded. Oh, we talked about that. Zaza's Pachulia got a 3-year deal for the Bucks. Carlos Delfino got a 3-year deal, $10 million. Let's see what else we got here. Minnesota got Kevin Martin. That dude's stock could not have fallen faster. I mean, remember when he went as a replacement for James Harden and people was trying to act like they the same because their numbers were similar?
But look how much he got though.
Yeah. $28 million.
He winning.
Mm-hmm. Chase Budinger got a $16 million contract with a player option for year three. 3-year contract. This is all Minnesota. Corey Brewer and Ronnie Turioff, Minnesota. Don't really care much about them.
Damn, Ronnie Turioff can't get one team and stay though. Like, I hope he's renting. I hope he's not buying a house every time he goes somewhere.
The Pelicans really won this offseason. They traded Nerlens Noel, got Drew Holiday.
Yep.
They signed Tyreek Evans. They re-signed Farouk Aminu, El Farouk Aminu. Greg Stiesma got a contract. And more importantly, Anthony Morrow got a 2-year contract for that veteran minimum, dog.
Still get that money, my Negro.
Get the guap, nigga. Get the guap. Mm-hmm. So, Anthony gonna be with the Pelicans next year, man. Good to see that. And of course they gave the signing a B+.
This is the other thing, man. He is so underrated in the league, and I can't figure out why.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when all they do is look at the numbers.
Yeah, it's crazy because he's one of the best shooters in the NBA. It's not even close, and yet you still have people being like, "We don't know if we want to sign Anthony Morrow." It's like, "Well, do you need shooting? Because it matters,
right?" And I can't think of a team that doesn't need shooting,
right? Yeah, and they'll get him and, like, put him on the bench and shit. And it's like, but you putting him on the bench for dudes that he's better than.
Because the Miami Heat needed some shooting in the playoffs. He wouldn't have been in the corner missing them shots.
I feel like everybody that saw he took the veterans minimum was like, fuck. You know what I mean? Like, they probably just didn't expect it. Because, like, with everybody else, I feel like they were probably like, well, you know, Anthony Morrow's probably going to ask $3-4 million a year. Why even pursue him? And then they saw he took the veteran minimum to be with the Pelicans. I'm sure it was teams like, man, shit, we had the minimum. You know what I mean? Like, we could have put him on the Heat for the fucking minimum. Like, we don't need Mike Miller that bad.
Yeah, like, playing the way he plays.
Right.
Like, you wouldn't have had to have heroics.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because he wouldn't have been missing those other open shots that the rest of the team was missing.
Yeah, I wish he got on a better team because it'll be more TV time for him, but I'm happy for him no matter what. The Knicks signed J.R. Smith to a 4-year deal. Nigga, for why? I get that he's your sixth man of the year and all this shit, but can you trust J.R. Smith for 4 years? Because I feel like I don't know what J.R. Smith will be doing tomorrow.
I don't know about in basketball, but I do trust that his DMs are a fool and he gets mad pussy just off Twitter.
Oh, yeah. He all up in your Instagrams, all this shit.
I do trust that. The other thing I will say about the Knicks as an organization is once they had signed Isaiah a few years ago, and he had that scandal, and they had his back. I was like, yeah, you can't trust anything the Knicks do as an organization.
They were shady. They shaded him, though, in the press. It made it seem like all the problems with the Knicks was his fault.
They were, though.
They weren't. The Knicks franchise was fucked way before way before Isaiah got there. He tried to clean their shit up, but they gave him shit. The only reason that he got the job is because he told them, like, I think I can clean up these contracts in 3 years. That's how fucked up they shit was. They were just like, he's like, can I look at the books? Yeah, looks like you guys, is this a typo? Are you guys still paying, Travis Knight?
Asked him by Marbury.
Yeah. Is this, Keith Van Horn on the books? I think he's a school teacher in, Kansas right now.
Right. But you gotta walk away from him when he out there trying to rape chicks.
They didn't, man. And he wasn't trying to rape them. He was just had an environment of sexual harassment at the job. Oklahoma City stayed tight. Orlando Magic stayed tight. Philly traded Drew Holiday, got Nerlens. They also got Royce White, which means nothing because he's not going to show up.
They make it good for their D-League team, though.
Yep. The Suns ended up getting Eric Bledsoe and Caron Butler by trading Jared Dudley and J.J. Redick.
That was a terrible move.
Jeff Withey went to Portland. I don't really see. Oh, they got Earl Watson. Nah, I don't care about those moves. Darrell Wright. The Kings got Carl Landry. That's about it. The Spurs, they stuck tight. Got Splitter, Ginobili.
That Ginobili signing was the worst move ever.
I like that pay cut he took, though. 2 years, $14 million.
Yeah, but that's still $7 million a year.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, can he really complain?
No, he can't, which is why he took that.
They could have offered him the league minimum.
Right. And he would have had to be like, my bad, y'all, I understand. Toronto traded Andrea Bargnani to the Knicks. I thought we talked about this last week.
Yep.
But I don't care. I don't think it makes him a better team. I don't think it matters at all. And I like DeMarcus Camby. But maybe it's time to get out DeMarcus Camby Gamble-Latron because he is getting old.
He's been old. Mm-hmm. He was old in his 20s.
Right, and he's like one injury away from being done. So, Tyler Hansbrough went to the Raptors.
Good for the Raptors. Good for Tyler. You know, he keep a job, but bad for the Pacers.
Yeah, I liked him on the Pacers. And the Jazz traded Kevin Murphy to the Warriors for Andre Bredin, Richard Jefferson, and Brandon Rush. So there you go.
I can't believe Richard Jefferson still has a job. I can't believe the Spurs extended his career that much.
Yeah, man, he is staying around forever, man. I mean, he just keeps his shit on the down low. Martell Webster got a 4-year, $22 million contract.
What?
For the Wizards.
Man, you in one God, you in one slam dunk contest, and it just changes your life.
Eric Maynard got a 2-year deal, $4 million contract, and that's really it for all the
Man, I'm trying out. For a team next year. Not the Bobcats, but yeah. I'm trying out for the Spurs. I'm going to the Spurs next year.
The NFL may not invite academically ineligible players to the combine. Bullshit.
Of course. Well, you know, we discussed this a while back that they're in cahoots with the NCAA.
And every time I say it, some asshole has to step up and be like, wait a minute, man. How can you say that, you know, the NFL is in league with the motherfucking... you know, with the NCAA, and I'm like, it's fucking apparent. The NFL doesn't play games on Saturdays, and the NCAA does. Like, it's obvious. The NCAA is basically the D League for the NFL. That's all that matters, guys. Yep. Like, this is just more proof of it, that they're even fucking considering. This is something that happens to players when they aren't in the NFL. What other profession works like that, you know? Because it's not like you need a fucking math class to be a running back in the NFL.
Yep, golf checking them SAT scores, man. Now you can't even get invited to a major unless your SAT is over 900.
Right.
Why you get the fuck out of here with that?
Like, and the only thing the NFL would be doing is helping to police the NCAA at this point. It doesn't help their product at all. So it's just stupid, man. Speaking of crazy stupid shit, man, Jay-Z said he going after that pig dude.
Yasiel Puig.
Mm-hmm. Here, piggy. Jay-Z trying to steal these players, y'all, and white folks is mad about it.
Man, the thing is, man, Yasiel just got into the league a few months ago from the minors.
Mm-hmm.
And already he about to get this money.
And, of course, Jay-Z released his album last week. People were mad. He had some bars on there about Scott Boras. People were mad about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, Jason Whitlock had to chime in.
Why? For who?
And said, Jay-Z has no business. He's the holy grail of nigger rap. He says basically that Jay-Z rapping and using the N-word precludes that he should not be involved as a sports agent because mm-hmm. he's spreading so much negativity with his music that it's gonna have too much influence on sports, and sports needs to stay away from him and all that stuff.
Man, he just mad he couldn't get into the 40-40 club, that's all.
Mm-hmm. And he listens to Jay-Z, by the way. But he feels like that's like saying, I eat McDonald's. It's still bad for you. So, and his main contention, I listened to him on Dan Levitard's show with Bomani Jones. Mm-hmm. And basically, man, his whole contention was like that rap has this influence on these people so hard that people are basically turning down college educations despite, you know, all these factors in their lives pointing them towards that. And they go, I'm going to sell me some crack, daddy, because I listen to Jay-Z. To which I say, shut your ass up. That's a fucking lie. Yep. That's not how people decide to sell crack.
I've never heard anyone be like, you know what? Since Jay-Z is a rapper and he getting money, I'm going to sell crack so I can rap too.
Yeah. And as far as like The Wire and shit like that, because people, you know, he's a fan of The Wire and people are like, how you been a fan of The Wire and this? I feel like those are two different genres, two different mediums. But I do take the point being, if you understand so much about desperation and society and how it forces people into bad decisions where they don't have a choice but to sell drugs, then you should know better than to think it's a Jay-Z record that gets them to do it.
I will say this, man. Jason Whitlock better watch out. Because Jay will, he has been known to show up at somebody's office with a knife.
Mm-hmm.
And scratch you.
Hopefully those days are back, but I can see him making the next rap. This little Jason, man, I scratched you. I gave him a napkin. I don't know, man. Like, I understand some of what he's saying when it comes to this idea that hip-hop in general should not be mixing with sports brands and stuff to a certain extent. But I feel like he's in a no-win situation because what you're really fighting against is the influx of black culture into this mainstream sport. And as long as the athletes are black, it's going to happen.
Man, I feel like he just doesn't want more black people in an area where he wants to be the only black man. He wants it to be that crab in the bucket.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say, I don't think it's that, honestly, because this is how he makes his money, writing about this shit, you know, but there's just something to this idea of his that rap is super, super influential and powerful, and that's what's making everybody do shit that I just don't agree with. Like, I understand it's a cultural influence. I understand that it means a lot to people, but I really don't think that Aaron Hernandez is doing crimes because a Jay-Z album. I just don't.
No, I agree. That's what I'm saying. I guess I'm equating him to like Uncle Ruckus. Like, mm-hmm. he just going to hate it regardless just because it's another black person doing it.
Yeah. And then this overall theme that he has, which is that, well, look, people keep saying that the culture is changing, that the power structure is changing. They keep telling me that, you know, the average season ticket holder is getting younger. They're getting hipper, less white. Well, that's not happening. And I'll go, I don't agree with you because the culture always changes. The power structure always changes. The fans of the NBA today aren't the ones of the 60s and 70s and 80s. it does change. It might be slow, but part of what's going to make it change is the integration of black culture, youth culture, and hip-hop, and Jay-Z is one of those people.
Yep.
You know, so I just feel like it's a rejection of that, but the reasons that he has are just so fucking corny, you know. And it's not like Jay-Z espouses these virtues of, hey, go be a drug dealer. He pretty much says, I came up this way, that's an American story, I'm not ashamed of my story, but you should not try this. Hov did that, so hopefully you don't have to go through that. You know, so I just feel like, you know, he's full of shit. What about Heron Hernandez?
So now we're officially calling him Heron.
Well, he's locked up, so we should be fine. But Heron apparently got into it with his owner was on vacation, Bob Kraft, owner of the New England Patriots, came back. He said, I need to drop a statement. Somebody hand me a mic, turn my headphones up. Turn them shits up. And he basically said, look, we were duped by Heron Hernandez.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
That's bullshit. I don't even know that we need to go into that any further. Like,
I just got to say, I blame fans for this. Because fans think that sports are so important and that people's backgrounds are so important that you're supposed to know everything. There's no fucking way you can know someone's a murderer.
Yep.
I'm sorry. No matter how fucking smart you think you are, you couldn't have figured it out. Okay? I'm sorry, people. But a couple of fucking fights at a club and smoking weed do not make you go, that dude has killed people.
And I hate to think that while someone maybe made a mistake while they were in their youth, or even as an adult, just because they made a mistake, that they shouldn't be allowed to get a job.
Right.
Like, people need jobs. His job just happened to be football.
What was his dupe? Like, a dupe is, to me, duping somebody is
a con.
Right. I come in, I go, hey, Justin, you got that $100 that I gave you last week? And you go, fuck you, nigga, and run out my house and I'll never see you again. Well, I was duped. I gave you $100 and you got me. Aaron Hernandez just didn't offer up the information. I like to kill a motherfucker every once in a while. Sorry.
Yep.
Like, you expect a killer to come out and admit that? You weren't duped at all.
How about all the people that tell you and promise you they're gonna give you 100% and right. They show up and like, yeah, I'm not gonna lift weights and I'm not practicing.
Yeah, and
are you duped then?
My man Tunji kept bringing up, well, you know, the Patriot way. You know, they keep saying the Patriot way, Rod, and that's the problem with this shit, is this hypocritical. You know, they're promoting the Patriot way, but let's be honest. They are just as full of shit as every other franchise. And I was like, right. Because the Patriot way is bullshit. It's just something you say to sell a brand. It's yep. not an actual thing. These niggas cheated their way to 3 Super Bowls.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Nobody claims the Patriot way when they spying on practices.
Right. Nobody believes that. So stop for a second. Just stop even thinking about that. I'm saying they full of shit. You're saying they full of shit. Why are you still arguing with me? Like, he was going back and forth with me on Twitter. I'm like, it doesn't matter, G. Fuck them, number one. And I don't need to even say why. But number two, you do realize that I don't believe in the Patriot way and you don't either. So why are we pretending like that's even comes into a factor in this?
Yeah, Kraft didn't need to say anything at all.
He should have just shut the fuck up.
Belichick didn't comment. Why did you?
The story was done. The story was done.
Yeah, Belichick worked this dude day in and day out for a whole season.
Yep.
Like, he didn't comment at all. So you shut the fuck up as well.
Here's some facts about his.
Go get your ring back. That's where you were duped.
Right. That's where you got duped.
Oh, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, you got any comments about Putin taking your ring, bitch?
I got your ring, my nigga.
156 pages of documents were related to search warrants for Aaron Hernandez have been made public today after a judge ruled in favor of the request for various media outlets. Here's some of the things, guys.
I feel sorry for any intern that had to sit down and read that.
A cell phone belonging to Odin Lloyd was found on his body, located in the right front sweatshirt pocket. No, it was likely this cell phone that allowed prosecutors to piece together the GPS info that was used to present allegations on the whereabouts of Odin Lloyd and Hernandez on the night in question. Hernandez didn't even take his phone, though. Real amateur hour, bro. Odin Lloyd also had a set of rental key cards from Enterprise on him when his body was discovered. When police arrived to question Hernandez, he told them he had rented the car for Odin Lloyd and then became argumentative. And when the police said it was a death investigation, said he needed to speak to his lawyer, went inside and slammed the door.
Makes sense.
Hernandez and his girlfriend later went to the police station while the girlfriend, Shayana Jenkins, was talking to police. Hernandez called her cell phone and told her to stop talking.
Makes sense.
Hernandez had rented a Nissan Altima and returned it with the damage to the driver's side mirror, but claimed not to know how the damage occurred. Police claimed the tire tracks near Odin Lloyd's body were consistent with the tracks of a Nissan Altima.
Let me say this, though. Her last name was Jenkins. He shouldn't have had to call her and tell her not to talk to the police. Agreed. She should already know. Yep. Shut the fuck up.
That's her problem. Jenkins told police that Odin Lloyd was a marijuana drill. Way to help, Shayana. Good job, Shayana. Way to fucking help your man. Hernandez allowed the police to search a separate vehicle, rented a Chevy Suburban, and told them that he would keep his cell phone without alteration until a search warrant was issued. Hernandez's cell phone was listed for Fish 2, Ernest Wallace, whom he texted on the murder night of the murder and said, hurry your ass up. Fish 2, okay. Surveillance video from Hernandez's home captures he, Wallace, and an unidentified man entering the house at 12:40 a.m. Hernandez is seen with a handgun. They get into the Nissan Altima and depart the house at 1:12 a.m. Aaron Hernandez stopped at a gas station at Canton Avenue at 2 a.m. Used his credit card to buy gas, bubble gum, and a cigar. Surveillance videos show him picking up Odin Lloyd in Dorchester and Lloyd getting his Nissan Altima. Let's see what else we got. Police found a .45 shell case in the dumpster after it had been found by an Enterprise employee in the car returned to Hernandez. Police say that it matched the 5 spit cases at the murder scene. Damn, this is open and shut, man. Like, he fucking solved the case for them. He's like, I don't want it to be no mysteries. I better leave some DNA in here, too. A gunshot residue kit was one of the items found in Hernandez's house on a mattress.
Did he think nobody would be looking for this guy or something?
He's like when you lie to your mom when you're a kid and you're stupid. So you think a lie just means you can't prove it. So I win. But your mom has this thing called common sense. Yep. So you can't really win. So you go to her like, she's like, didn't I tell you not to throw the ball in the street? And you like, the ball was already in the street. And it's like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna beat your ass.
Like, what did he, I think Heyron really believed that nobody would look for this guy. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, I'm just gonna make him disappear. His job, not gonna care that he don't show up.
My favorite story about this is that Aaron Hernandez was in, the Odin's, his phone, Odin Lloyd, as this nigga. D-I-S nigga. Dude. There's no way they were cool at that point. Like, he must have been so fucking annoyed with this dude to put this nigga in your phone.
Why did he get in the car?
Right. That's my question. It's like, you knew shit wasn't right. You don't even like picking up the phone when he calls. You look at your phone, it's like you getting a call and you look at your call ID and it says, this nigga. And everybody knows that's derogatory as fuck. There's no good. That's not like, this nigga, yes. Like, it's no good.
Why did he answer that call or respond to that text?
Yeah.
Change your number.
This nigga, dude. This nigga. How the fuck? I wouldn't even pick up the, like, if I put this nigga in there, it's probably a bill collector. It's like, oh, these niggas, Citibank is calling. These niggas again. This nigga, man. I was like, man, this is suicide by a thug. He killed himself,
bro.
Had
to be high.
The NBA announced the salary cap for 2013-2014 season. Let's guess what? Lakers got to keep paying, bro.
Yeah, they owe.
Good grief, man. How you lose money. Dwight Howard and you still owe money?
Man, they might amnesty my boy, Metta World Peace.
Yep, I think they already did, or at least that's the rumor.
Man, they owe. But they got the money, though. That's why their tickets cost more than the Clippers.
That's true. Well, it's just crazy that, you know, Lakers getting hit again with that shit, man. Just crazy. Robert Griffin III, he released a video with him and his new wife rapping. I will play some for you guys. I hope you enjoy.
Yeah. Candy Shop Producers presents Pop Rocks and Tootsie Pops. Yeah. Y'all already know I got a sweet tooth. I was rolling down the street the other day. 7-Eleven was on the way. I walked up in the store, I had to say, give me them Pop Rocks and Tootsie Pops. 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 Give me them now or I'm a drop. Yeah. I was rolling around the town the other night. I asked my boys they down, they say,
he right.
Hey, Barolo, till we out of sight. Then we Pop Rocks and Tootsie Pops.
Pop Rocks and Tootsie Pops. Pop Rocks and Tootsie Pops. Pop Rocks and Tootsie Pops.
Hit it so hard, we had to stop.
Bars, man. Bars.
I went up to the school the next day. Walking through the hall, people in the way. But wherever I go, the people say,
we got that Pop Rocks and Tootsie Pops. 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 Damn, girl, he got a lot.
Yeah. 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 But what they don't know is I got the flavor flow. Strawberry, grape, cherry, green apple, blue raspberry. Pick a flavor anytime, I'll be popping all the time. Candy Shop Producers, we out.
So a couple things I gotta say about that. First things first, I need to apologize to Rob Parker. I said you need to get fired. I doubted your sincerity. And I said, you know, I can't believe you had the audacity to go on TV and black check one of my favorite quarterbacks in America, black quarterback at that. You called the man a cornball brother, and I didn't believe you. And you were right. He is a cornball brother. That being said, I defend his corniness to death, man. I like this video. I think it's funny. His white women in the video dancing around offbeat and wearing a bunch of gear and stuff. It's a corny moment, man, but I fight for the right for us to have corny brothers, man. Honestly. I don't feel like every brother need to be so cool and street savvy and all this shit. He partying with these gifts that everybody bought him for his wedding. Probably all them Beats by Dre's, probably shit that Redskin fans bought him and shit. So, I fucks with the video, even though I think it's ridiculous and silly. What the fuck else should he be doing in his off season? Do some silly shit, man. Yeah. What do you think about it?
I'm actually glad I was like, he out here making videos instead of getting into trouble.
Yeah.
But I was a little disappointed. I wanted the Beckys to show more cleavage.
Well, one of them is his wife. I mean, I can see why he wouldn't want that.
Man, slut her out, man. You got to slut her
see,
out.
See, man, I'm not into this. Disagree completely.
I think you got to slut her out.
Tits, whore.
Right. She's not my woman. So.
I gave you a ring.
So slut her out. That's why he married her, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah, he's a cornball brother, but I like it.
Yeah, he having fun. He out here.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people feel like you're supposed to be ashamed of that. So what? He did some corny shit. Cool.
And I like the fact that he didn't show his face, so he can always plausibly deny it's not me.
Your boy M&H is back in the news. Marshall Henderson.
A lot of people don't know who he is. Played for Ole Miss. Was in the news for talking trash to fans, cursing at fans, threatening to fight fans, things like that at away games, and a few home games. So he didn't care about any of the fans, home or away.
And I know what you're thinking out there. He did all that, and I haven't heard of him. I mean, wouldn't he be suspended? Wouldn't he leave SportsCenter every night? Wouldn't he be one of the biggest troublemakers in college football? And now you're telling me college basketball. Now you're telling me he violated team rules, got caught with some weed. Why haven't I heard of this dude, Rod? Why isn't he persona non grata? Cause he's white, y'all. It won so hard on this shit. If that was a nigga, this nigga wouldn't even be in the NCAA right now. He'd be playing D League basketball for the Roanoke Rapids.
It'd be a community college.
Yeah. But this motherfucker is white, so people think it's adorable that he's a piece of shit.
You know, they use words like he's passionate about the sport. You guys, he just don't understand him.
He failed a drug test this time. Right before the news broke, he was on Twitter saying, "This will be interesting. This will be an interesting hashtag White Girl Wednesday." Because that's how he gets down. He won't be intimidated, people. He's gotten in trouble before. On the court, he's an unabashed gunner. Taking more than 10 threes a game. He pretends to smoke something after his shot sometimes. That's right. Like weed. He notably shows off, Auburn in the GIF of the century where he flips the crowd off and gives them the bird after an Ole Miss tournament loss to LaSalle. So in 2010, he had to transfer. He spent 25 days in jail after testing positive for cocaine, marijuana, and alcohol.
Sounds about right. Popping Molly's.
Yeah, he white, y'all.
He's white.
There's no mystery to this. And I'm not beating around the bush. He's a white dude, and white people get the.
And he will still be on someone's NBA team.
He white. Somebody take care of him. Amari Stoudemire will pay Hakeem the Dream Olajuwon $100,000 for 2 weeks of tutelage.
Where is my calculator?
$50,000 a week.
Right, but
to learn the dream shape.
Where is my calculator? Because I'm sure they're only working out maybe 4 hours a day.
Does he even have the knees to do a dream shape? It's going to be the dream crack. The dream snap of your ligaments. Here's the problem, man, with this Jewish dude, Amari Stoudemire. What part of Africa is Hakeem from again? So just throwing it out there. Google it home for yourselves, people. Google it home for yourselves.
Zimbabwe?
Just Google it home for yourself. See where, you know, the home of where my man Hakeem is from, and think to yourself for a second, what is that area of Africa very popular thing that they get into? What is a big stereotype about this area of Africa? Have you got $1 million email lately? Has anybody sent you an email in all caps talking about $100,000 for 2 weeks of tutelage, and you said, this sounds too good to be true? Well, Amari Stoudemire's got one. Anna Benson, we never talk about baseball on this show, but we're going to. Anna Benson, the estranged wife of former New York Mets pitcher Chris Benson, who also posed in like a Hustler magazine and all this shit.
And see, he running his household right.
Okay, yeah, running that house. She's been charged with 2 counts of aggravated assault and battery with a gun, possession of a firearm, and a felony and criminal trespass. According to a police report, a fully armed Anna confronted Chris in his Smyrna, Georgia home they once shared, but that she now is under order to vacate. She was carrying a handgun and wearing a bulletproof vest.
Smart.
The former penthouse model also had a hatchet, expandable baton, and a taser.
She's gonna fuck him up and torture him, dog.
Nigga, she was on some Sarah Connor shit. She was showing up to take down Arnold, bro.
She was going to fuck him up.
Once she was arrested and searched, officers found Anna wearing an ammo belt and carrying a red knife inside her waistband. A bag of syringes was also found in the house.
Damn.
Put on your red knife.
Hey, but this is what
and
I'm
some
saying.
Of those tasers.
He ran his household tight, though, because mm-hmm. when she was in his life, she remained non-crazy. Mm-hmm. He had her showing a tits for Hustler. And they was living a life.
That was before they got together.
Right. But I'm saying he ran his. I'm sure she continued to show
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you have a terrible value.
At parties and everything.
Yeah, you have terrible
value. I'm sure at all the dinner parties, he was like, show him your tits. And she was like, okay.
This is show Justin talking, because this digger sounds crazy. This dude had absolutely no hoe control. And I don't support that in any way. Like, Kobe,
this
I can't
was once
imagine.
He got rid of her.
I can't imagine a day when Vanessa Bean Bryant shows up talking about some. I got a red knife and for you. I can't imagine.
But this is after he got rid of her. It was like, you notice she said she can't come to the house anymore. That's when she went crazy.
That's still not hoe control.
Prior to that, he kept, prior
See,
to that,
you
he
got,
kept
you got low expectations of your hoes, and that's your fault.
I'm talking about for crazy.
No, that's your fault still. First of all, I wouldn't mess with a crazy hoe. Number two, though.
Hoe control for crazy? Come on, son.
don't mess with them in the first place. That's your fault. Crazy can't be controlled. But number two, that's a low bar, because any of my hoes I tell to stay away from my crib, they best to stay away from my crib, dog. That's it.
Right, but that's why they're your hoe. She's right. No longer his hoe. She
no,
went crazy.
I'm saying even when I break the whole contract.
He contained crazy.
Even when I say, listen, can you have a seat for a second? I've been going over the financials and doesn't look too good. I don't think we can retain you as a hoe around here.
But that's with non crazy.
I'm gonna need your keys.
But this
and
conversation,
they gotta go.
But this conversation was with crazy. That's what non crazy you have.
Yeah, I feel like
you trying to
give him some type of excuse.
With
for
crazy
lack of hoe control. I don't
crazy,
care.
With crazy for him to not be stabbed yet is a miracle.
See, I don't believe in that. That's his fault for dealing. That's still his fault dealing with a crazy chick.
Man, crazy got good pussy.
Yeah, there's no pussy worth my life. Period. I don't give a fuck what's in there. It's fucking yellow brick rainbow.
It's crazy pussy.
The yellow brick road could be in there leading to the rainbow that leads to the gold that the leprechauns have. And I'll say, oh, fuck you. No, thank you. Keep that magical vagina to yourself now.
Chicks with crazy pussy have fairy blood like on True Blood. Like it's
yeah. And that's you see what it does to men. It turns you into shirtless pussies.
You have
I'm
to
good.
You have to have it as a vampire. You have to have
I don't have to have,
have to
I
have
don't
it.
Have to have anything
you
to do
have
with
to
this.
Have a fairy pussy.
Not me. Speak for yourself, nigga. If I've been getting, first of all, apparently mediocre pussy is great. I had no idea. No idea that my non-crazy pussy I was getting is so good. I don't want to do better. That's like saying, you got a headache, take this cocaine. I'm good. You know what works for me? Three Benadryls and, I'm gonna be straight.
Yeah. But have you tried cocaine for a headache?
Right. Ibuprofen seems to be knocking it out the park. I think I'm good. I'm gonna be cool right now. But yeah, she showed up in her red knife. And that,
man, I bet she played that we ready.
And her hatchet.
We ready. She had that Pastor Troy in the car.
A vest that's bulletproof.
She had that Pastor Troy going in the
it
car.
It sure looks good on you. She was arrested.
No Limit Studios.
You got me saying knife, 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 knife. Somebody called 911. Once she was arrested and searched, they found the ammo tonight. Okay. She's being held without bond. That's how you know you crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't say she wasn't crazy. I said it's his fault for fucking with a crazy chick. That's his fault.
Man, he like to live on the wild side.
I have no sympathy. Like, don't ever come to my house like, yo, man, Turk found out, that I had a used condom in my car. if I could just stay with you for a few days. No, fuck you. You here cause she crazy.
Yo,
I can smell the crazy on you.
That fear.
Yeah, she can follow your fear to my house. Fuck you. Kill all us. You know, you, She was a controversial figure even at happier times and likely contributed to the Mets' decision to part ways with Chris after she came to the team's family friendly Christmas party dressed as a sexy Mrs. Claus in 2004. Mm-hmm. She famously told Howard Stern she would sleep with all of her husband's teammates if he ever cheated on her. Mm-hmm. Filed on Monday, the police report details that Anna said she entered the house through the garage and confronted Chris in the bedroom, hitting a computer monitor with the expandable baton. Chris Vincent told police that Anna got the gun out of her purse and said she wanted $30,000. She was gonna rob this nigga, dog.
Right, but that shows you the extent of crazy, because it's only $30,000. This nigga a pitcher in a baseball league. He's worth millions.
Chris told Anna he was going to get her a cigarette lighter. When she didn't follow him downstairs, he left the house and called the police. She must have been crazy if she believed that shit. Well, let me just get you a cigarette lighter, girl, because ain't no need for you to. You know what, though? That's how I would play it. Like, if somebody crazy, if like a crazy woman broke in my house right now, she's like, I want $30,000 or I'll kill everybody in this motherfucker. I'll be like, you know what? You right. You do need $30,000. I don't know what I was thinking. Stay right here. I'm gonna run to the woods. Mm-hmm. Fuck you. I wanna live.
And she gonna follow.
Yeah, she like, why you need your house? Why you need your car keys to get this? You know what? The lighter for your cigarette is in my car. I'll be right back. You just, hey, take a load off. Sit your vest down. I'll be right back. Ain't no need to get upset, girl. I ain't going nowhere. He left the house and called police. When police arrived, they found Anna on the back porch smoking a cigarette. So she found a lighter somewhere. She told them the gun was inside. Police asked Chris whether he thought Anna was going to shoot him. He said, maybe. Maybe. That's truly crazy.
Man, he's been in the league for over 10 years. He got millions. She asked him for $30,000.
Yeah, $30,000 this time. But also, like, you know she's truly crazy because that motherfucker said, maybe, dog.
Right, but he knew he wasn't giving her any money.
Listen though, listen to me, Justin. Listen to what I'm saying, bro. If she's not crazy, the answer is yes or no. You know what I mean? Like if she's saying, is she gonna shoot you? Yes. She is mad and she has a gun. If she's, or no. She loves me. I don't know why she had that gun.
Right.
But if she's crazy, could be, maybe, possibly. Fuck, she got a gun. Everything about crazy is maybe.
Like, this is the other thing, though. Like, you have, because she crazy, you know you smarter than her.
You
can trick crazy.
Yeah. You can trick crazy a lot of times. I mean, this is why I don't like dealing with crazy, because it's a gamble. Sometimes crazy gets sane for a second, they can see through your trap. Like, no, baby, look, no, I love you. I love you. No, you right. We need to be together. Let me make a quick phone call. You gonna call 911? I kill you, nigga. Like, oh, how did you know? So smart.
No, I'm calling the bank to get the money transferred.
Yeah, you know, $30,000 is a lot of money.
I don't just have it laying around.
When police asked Anna about the bulletproof vest, she said she was testing it for a company and had to wear it for long periods of time to get it to mold to her body. When told she was being arrested, Anna started crying and said she hadn't done anything wrong. The assault charges carry up to 20 years in the case of a conviction. Chris Benson, who filed for divorce July 2012, last appeared in the majors in 2010, started for 3 games. The couple has had 3 children together. Oh, geez. Good luck to those. And Anna has another child from a previous relationship. The couple met with Anna, who had been married once before, was a dancer in an Atlanta strip club, and they were married in 1999. She filed for divorce once in 2006, but later withdrew the petition. That's crazy, man. This dude married a stripper.
But he met her, cause I looked him up real quick. He came to the league in 99, so he met her when he was like 17, 18. He didn't know any better.
I guess. What an idiot.
He didn't know what crazy was back
then.
I'm
in love with a stripper.
She got it, I want it.
She got a bulletproof vest and a red knife. Chris was drafted by the Pirates in 1996 and debuted for Pittsburgh 3 years later. He played with the Mets for fewer than 2 seasons in 2004-2005, but they were memorable because of the headlines the couple made. Phil Jackson continues to troll from the grave. He said that he would have accepted the Lakers coaching job, according to a report.
Now he's an angry old man.
What an asshole. He always coming out with some late shit.
He the type of dude to own a townhouse, but be like, get those kids off my grass.
Right. Like, you don't even do the grass here. Fuck you. Phil Jackson, bitch. He was famously snubbed by the Lakers this year when they opted to hire Mike D'Antoni as their head coach after firing Mike Brown 5 games into the season. Now, isn't that a terrible way to frame this, Justin? He wasn't snubbed. He told them, I'm only coaching home games. I want my big chair. I want to call in on the road and tell y'all what to do. Like, he was a dude that made some unreasonable demands.
He's still angry from when D'Antoni was coaching the Suns and he had to play against him. That's what it's personal. He really doesn't even want to coach the Lakers.
He doesn't.
He just wants to fuck with D'Antoni. That's really it. What it's about.
It was never really clear whether Jackson was ready to take the gig, though, or whether he would have rather continued retirement as a 13-time NBA champion instead of taking on the pressure-filled Lakers gig. It was reported Monday that Jackson had intended to take the job, though he was merely waiting on the medical clearance to do so. The information on Jackson's thought process came in a bombshell story by Ramona Shelburne that focused heavily on the process and conversations that eventually led to Dwight Howard's departure from Los Angeles. The report also includes details of a confrontation between Kobe Bryant, Steve Nash, and Dwight Howard. Wonder what that sounded like. Hey, man, you need to play with your back hurt. Yeah, man, you need to play with your back hurt. Shut the fuck up, Steve. You're not playing with your back hurt. Man, it's my leg. Man, you can play with a broke leg. I've done it before several times. Hey, man, I just, hold on. I'm getting a call from my baby mamas. Listen, Dwight, put the phone down. All right, no problem, man. Listen, I will try to play with my back hurt. You know, it's hurting real bad. Hold on, I got another call from my baby mamas. Tell that bitch to call you back. It's different bitch. You think about the first baby mama. The stories also harken back to the hiring of D'Antoni. Howard had reportedly asked for, why'd this article go away? Howard had reportedly asked for 7 more baby mamas when the team declined. Now he asked for Jackson to become the team's coach, and Brass's decision to leave Los Angeles for Houston might have never happened had he had the coach that he wanted. I think he would have just left Phil Jackson in LA with a long-term contract too.
Yep.
It seems the Lakers had studied Howard's performance in pick and roll sets and were interested in hiring D'Antoni to match that style. The reason the team went with D'Antoni, who has never won an NBA championship, over Jackson, who has done so many times, including 5 with the Lakers, and had as much to do with an apparent miscommunication as basketball reasons. Jackson met with the Lakers brass, but wouldn't tell them right off the bat that he was interested in accepting the job. I like how they act like that's the Lakers' fault.
Yep.
He was, though, according to Shelburne. Jackson has said his coaching days are done, but he would have helped the team owned by Jerry Buss, the dying father of his fiance, Jeannie Buss, in the squad's time of need. Because, as Shelburne notes, he considered the team family.
Right.
Jackson has reticence to tell the team's power brokers immediately that he was interested. I wish I had family like this, though.
Why didn't he?
I mean, he considers them family, but, you know, he'll hang around with his family for $12 million a year.
Right.
I wish my family was like that. Dad, I can see you, family. We're going to see you for Thanksgiving? You got $12 million? Oh, well, shit, then. Talk to me next year. I'm going to send a replacement.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, this nigga, he said, I would have. Mm-hmm. I considered this. They just didn't know about it.
Right. I just forgot to tell them what had happened. Right.
I mean, they gave me a deadline. I can't help it if I forgot to tell them before the deadline I was considering.
Maybe. Jackson's reticence to tell the former team's power brokers immediately that he was interested led to them worrying. He wasn't fully committed. In fact, however, he had already taken the extra time to talk to doctors about whether he was medically able to return to day-to-day grind of coaching and whether he had certain medical procedures delayed. If Jackson had taken over as coach, Howard might have stayed and a new dynasty could have been built. That's a big if.
Right. And you know,
I don't know if he's a build a dynasty around type of guy.
He's not.
Yeah. So that's a big assumption.
Cause first of all, you can't, we'll get in little Dwight a little more later, but mm-hmm. Yeah, Phil wouldn't have made a difference because First of all, if you got to ask your doctor, are you healthy enough to play? Like, I know if I'm healthy enough to go out there and play a game of basketball.
Right. And, I mean, he's just coaching.
Yeah, like.
So, I mean, is he even healthy enough to satisfy Genie Bus at this point?
You know.
If he can't even coach a full season?
You know, Jenny, if you're looking to be a side chick and you're in the Charlotte area.
Yeah. Have a baby by me. Be a dollarnaire.
No, I would sue for custody of the child due to her work schedule.
Don't just tell her our strategy, dog. First, we get them pregnant, then we tell them we want alimony. That's how real house husbands do.
Hint, hint.
You got to trap them.
Spoiler.
Here's the next segment and the last. Hey Mamba. Hey Mamba. What's going on, dog? It's another week keeping up with Kobe Bryant. He said one of my favorite things that has come out this year from a player of any caliber. He says, I won't be taking no pay cuts in my next contract. Dirk, LeBron, Dwight, get it how you live. Kobe Bryant won't be a free agent until next summer, but the Los Angeles Lakers superstar isn't planning on leaving Hollywood if he can help it. It won't necessarily be cheap for the Lakers to keep the NBA's highest paid player, however, according to comments Bryant made to Lakers Nation Serena Williams. I mean, Winters.
I can see how you might think about Serena Williams.
I know.
Her thick ass.
Now I don't even want to talk about the interview no more. Chocolate skin. Bryant told ESPN's Ramona Shelburne that he's waiting until the dust settles before approaching Lakers front office to talk about an extension to his deal. When that talk does happen, however, Bryant told Lakers Nation he was not going to go into the negotiations expecting to take a pay cut. I'm not taking any pay cut at all.
And I bet you he said it with a smile.
Yeah, he wasn't mad at all. That's the negotiation that you have to have, Kobe told the Lakers Nation in an exclusive interview at his Kobe Basketball Academy on Wednesday, teaching them kids the Kobe system. For me to sit here and say, oh yeah, I'm just going to take a huge pay cut. Nah, I'm going to try to get as much as I possibly can. Bryant has already made just shy of $250 million in salary with the Lakers over the course of his career and is scheduled to make an additional $30,453,805. Give me all my dollars. All
right, I want every penny.
805, even the five.
Hell, take your million if you don't want it.
Kobe read this article, said, where is my change? It's 805, 13 cents. For the upcoming season, if he takes another max contract, it'll make it a bit more difficult for the Lakers to fill out a solid roster beyond the 2014 season. A season that could look much different for the Lakers considering only Steve Nash is currently under contract past next year. Considering he'll be 35 this year and is coming off a season injury, though it'll be interesting to see whether or not the Lakers feel like making much of an investment in a superstar. Yeah, Mamba. I feel you, dog. Get your money.
Get your money. I get money. Money I got. Yo, I ain't mad at him at all.
Fuck bitches, get money.
I ain't mad at him at all. And why should he?
Right.
For what?
I can't wait to see the same people that got mad at Dwight and LeBron for taking pay cuts and doing it the easy way. I can't wait till they flip on Kobe next year. Like, he won't even take a pay cut. LeBron took a pay cut. Dwayne Wade took a pay cut. Chris Bosh took a pay cut. Dwight Howard took a pay cut. Why can't he take a pay cut? He's like, because I'm Kobe Bryant, bitch.
Right. Like, they don't have the Kobe system in their DNA. Right. They don't have Mamba blood. Like, this is the other thing about it, man. Like, you saying he don't earn his money? Are you saying that if he takes the max deal, that you're not going to get every penny worth? Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant looks at taking a pay cut the same way Batman looks at picking up a gun. He's like, yeah, I could pick up a gun and kill somebody, but that's not my way. My way is hitting them upside the head with a motherfucking batarang. And my salary is my batarang, dog. I got to get all my paper, okay? Half of this might be gone anyway after I retire.
This is the other problem. He is the face of the team. He is the franchise. you not gonna ask your franchise to take a pay cut. Why would you? That's one of the reasons Dwight wouldn't have never made it as a franchise player, as the face of the team. Mm-hmm. Cause he not built like that. He can't handle it. They'd have been like, you know, you're taking a pay cut, on your last contract.
That's why Kobe hit him with the hard sell in the meeting. Cause he was like, you a bitch, dog. Look, just take the money and do what I tell you. I'm not going to let you be a bitch here. I will teach you to be a man and win championships. And Dwight said, no, thank you. I'll take less money and be a bitch somewhere else. He's like, but you going to be a bitch. What are you? How can't you understand what I'm saying?
With no rings.
Don't you realize you a bitch right now? He's like, I don't care about being a bitch. I like being a bitch. And he was like, what you, everybody know you a bitch, Dwight. But I want to go to Houston. It's sunny. It's like, man, fuck you.
They got holes out there.
Yeah. Kobe didn't beg at all. Like, people keep saying the Lakers organization was begging because they put up a billboard. They weren't begging because they put Kobe in the same room with this nigga.
Nigga, they put up a billboard. What is that?
Right.
Like, they do that during the regular season, put up billboards of their players.
The Rockets, we played a video last week of the Rockets just having little baby kids ask Dwight Howard to come to Houston like he was R. Kelly or some shit. I'm sorry, the Lakers were more dignified than that. Maybe that's what they needed to do, was have little babies asking Dwight Howard to stay. Dwight, yep. Please, Dwight.
And they know his weakness anyway. If they really wanted him to stay, they would have had all the Laker girls in the meeting and saying, which one of y'all want to be my baby mama?
Right.
He'd have been like, oh, I'm staying,
just told him, look, you need to sign with the team. We'll move all your baby mamas out to California where the child support laws are way more strenuous.
Yep.
That's all I would have told him. I said, would you like to keep your money or not? You'll lose more than $30 million. But this has been another episode of Balls Deep. Man, we went deep on them. We talked about a lot of topics. Very ratchet topics this week. Not a lot of sports going on. I don't watch baseball.
We didn't even talk about Kobe unfollowing him on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Kobe unfollowed that nigga on Twitter. Everybody was like, oh, isn't that bullshit? Shut the fuck up. He said, I unfollow people that's trying to beat me. Not in the habit of encouraging that. And I agree. I don't follow a lot of people back. Most of y'all don't follow people back. I don't even follow Dwight Howard. So why would Kobe?
It makes sense to me.
Yeah. Every time he tweets, it's going to pop up in Kobe's timeline, him wearing that goofy ass smile and that McDonald's box of fries looking outfit. Fuck that shit, man.
I bet you Dwight still follow Kobe, though. Cause that's right. Just the type of dude.
That's the type of nigga he is. He be trying to DM Kobe. Why the DMs don't work, Kobe? Hey, Kobe, man, check your DMs, man. It's not going through.
Kobe got a whole different number that Dwight don't know about. Right. Dwight be trying to text a call. This number is no longer in service.
Well, yeah, man, check us out next week, man. Balls Deep on the Blackout Test Premium Network. Thank you, premium listeners that listen to the show live. We appreciate you guys. Everybody else, we'll talk to you guys next week. Peace.